This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, March 22. John the Baptist beheaded. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 6. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and that is why miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said, he is Elijah. And still others claimed, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, and he had him bound and put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she was not able to, because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. When the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king said to the girl, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you. And he promised her with an oath, whatever you ask, I will give you, up to half my kingdom. She went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? The head of John the Baptist, she answered. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, I want you to give me right now the head of John the Baptist on a platter. The king was greatly distressed, but because of his oaths and his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter. He presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing of this, John's disciples came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. People usually like to hide their secrets. King Herod and Herodias, for example, were not legally married because Herodias was still married to Herod's brother. But they didn't want people to know that. So when John the Baptist pointed out their wrongdoing, Herod arrested John and put him in prison. Herodias, nursing a grudge, wanted to kill John, but Herod was afraid to do that, knowing John was a prophet. But then an opportunity came when Herodias' daughter danced for King Herod on his birthday. In return, Herod promised to give her whatever she wanted. So she asked her mother, what shall I ask for? And Herodias said, the head of John the Baptist. So Herod, not wanting to be embarrassed in front of his guests, had John beheaded. Herod was a foolish man who chose to ignore the truth and tried to do whatever he pleased. Could he have been forgiven? Yes, if he wanted to repent and obey God, he could have been forgiven, even for his terrible crimes. But Herod chose to ignore the message of John about repentance and forgiveness, and John suffered by losing his life at the hands of this wicked king. How should we live our lives today? If all we want to do is please ourselves, we will only hurt others and the Lord. Pray with me. Lord God, by your grace, please forgive us our sins and lead us to honor you with our whole lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.